sounds like big crime that needs to be stopped. Where are these pills coming from?
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second-grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super-rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. What was once Hurricane Helene is now blamed for at least 43 deaths across the South. It's caused flooding in multiple states, including Georgia.
I wasn't even expecting to be nothing like this. I thought it maybe like wind damage or anything, like trees falling, things of that nature. But I never expected this. This is beyond my dreams.
Felton Hall describing how high the water is outside his apartment complex in Atlanta. Helene is now a tropical depression. Vice President Harris is in the Arizona border town of Douglas. She's going to outline some of her immigration proposals. New York City Mayor Eric Adams pleading not guilty today to a 5-count federal indictment. More legal trouble for Diddy. A woman is suing Sean Combs, alleging he sexually assaulted her and impregnated her. Stocks closed mixed today. The Dow at an all-time high. This is ABC News. Talks fell apart last week, but Boeing and its machinists are back at the bargaining table today trying to end the ongoing strike for 33,000 airplane makers.
For 2 weeks, Boeing machinists have been picketing. Last week, federally mediated talks broke down. Union President John Holden.
We had 2 days of mediated talks. There were no fruitful discussions.
And this week, Boeing made what it called a best and final offer, which would have come with a 30% pay raise for the workers. They've largely rejected it because they want a 40% pay raise and their pensions reinstated. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A Detroit judge who was temporarily removed after ordering a 15-year-old into jail clothes and handcuffs during a school field trip for falling asleep has been demoted. Judge Kenneth King is now assigned to speeding tickets and other minor offenses. The child's mother says her daughter likely fell asleep because the family is homeless. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Enjoy a taste of fall with The Cottage this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Find fall and winter apparel, delicious country home creation dips, and yummy barmaid cocktail infusions for your fall celebrations. The Cottage will be open Thursday from 9 to 5, Friday from 8 to 4, and Saturday from 8:30 to 1. Celebrate the fall season during the taste of fall this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at The Cottage Floral and Gift Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunny and even warmer tomorrow, a high in the mid-80s. More sunshine and low 80s Sunday and Monday, then much cooler. Highs fall back to the low 60s on Tuesday and upper 60s for Wednesday. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently at 79.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob Haig. The UW System Board of Regents fires Joe Gao again. The porn-producing Gao let go as UW lacrosse chancellor last year. The regents met at UW Parkside Friday to remove him from the faculty.
17 yes, 0 no.
The motion passes. Thank you.
This ends Gao's hopes of hanging on to his tenured teaching position. 2 years probation for a 73-year-old Whitefish Bay man accused of pointing a gun at and punching a police officer in February. Thomas Hartman pleaded guilty to 4 of 6 charges against him on Thursday. Former President Donald Trump returns to Wisconsin this weekend. He has a campaign event scheduled in Prairie du Chien on Saturday, and second gentleman Doug Emhoff will visit Milwaukee next Tuesday to talk the economy on behalf of Vice President Kamala Harris. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Thanks. To the airport.
In other news, momentum builds as VP Harris campaigns.
Welcome. This weather is crazy.
Yeah. Almost as crazy as all this election mess, huh?
Indeed. You up on all this Kamala Harris news?
Of course. I think she'll be our next president.
Oh, yeah? You really think she can win?
Oh, definitely.
Well, my wife loves her position on fighting for abortion rights, and people have been on fire since she entered the race.
Because she's a proven leader. As senator, she prioritized black maternal health, and as California attorney general, she fought the big banks and forced them to pay back $18 billion to homeowners.
I hear you. I just hope she has enough momentum to defeat Trump.
Well, that part is on us. We got to get out, talk to friends and family, and vote.
All right, you got me. Kamala for president. Your vote matters. Get registered, vote early, and do your part to secure the future. For more, go to blackpack.com/vote.
Paid for by Black Pack, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Blackpack.com, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
For 5 generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Sunstrom & Company, your tax experts downtown Durant, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency Durant, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Advent Health of Durant, it's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. And the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durant area for 5 generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. OSHA is fining the company whose diver died while cleaning the city of Blair's water tank back in March. Regulators slapped the Liquid Engineering Corporation with 7 serious violations and are asking for an $85,000 fine. Carlos Medina from Texas drowned in Blair's water tank. He was cleaning it at the time and passed out from the cold. OSHA is not recommending any fines or citations against the city. Add this to the list of amenities at UW Stout. The school says it will build a brand new esports arena. The UW Stout Foundation and Alumni Association donated $1 million to help make it happen. Currently, Stout's esports teams play in a retrofitted classroom, but because there's not enough room, some students have to play from home. The new arena will be built on the first floor of the library and have more than enough room for Stout's 50 esports athletes. There will be 34 computers, a team area, and even a place for spectators to watch the match broadcast on TV. The hope is to start work on the project next March and wrap it up by the fall of 2025. Eau Claire is talking about that new report on trash. Deputy City Manager Dave Solberg says neighbors were at the meeting to confirm details of the Wisconsin Policy Forum's report on Eau Claire's trash costs. The report says Eau Claire is paying more for trash and recycling services because it allows 4 different companies to compete for clients. The report, however, said switching to city-owned trash collection would also cost more. And the report said changing the current program could put two of Eau Claire's trash haulers out of business. Solberg said it will take a while before anything changes. He says there are both environmental and budgetary concerns to deal with. A teen from Reedsburg is under arrest and accused of making terroristic threats online. Reedsburg police say they received a report of the threats yesterday. Officers said they took a 17-year-old into custody before school started after investigating the social media post. The school district of Reedsburg was also notified and sent out notices to parents. There's a new report that suggests Wisconsin could bring in billions of dollars more by expanding health care coverage to more low-income people. The Wisconsin Policy Forum released its look at Medicaid expansion yesterday. The report says Wisconsin could bring back nearly $2 billion from Washington by adding more people to the state's health care rolls. The report cautions, however, that adding more people will mean more costs down the road and could mean more crowded hospitals. Republican lawmakers have resisted expanding Medicaid in the state for years, saying there's simply not a need to do it in Wisconsin. You're listening to WRDN News.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Durand residents will be allowed to have chickens after the city council passed an ordinance this week. The council passed the ordinance after realizing there was no ordinance allowing the housing of chickens in the city. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the ordinance will allow up to 4 chickens per homeowner.
But the ordinance that was passed last night, basically 4 chickens maximum per residence. There can be no roosters. They seem to make a lot of noise and so on, and that they also must be in enclosures and so on and so forth.
Homeowners, however, will have to have any chickens processed at a butcher or outside of city limits. Nonprofits in Pepin and Dunn counties are eligible to apply for a grant of up to $2,500 through the United Way. Yesterday, the United Way St. Croix and Red Cedar Valleys announced the availability of the grants for area nonprofits. The United Way said grants will be given to organizations whose work aligns with their goal of increasing individual and family well-being. Nonprofits have until October 18th to apply for the Community Impact Grants, and grant awards will be announced November 20th. Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services dedicated the Trenton Solar Farm at Trutman Field on September 19th. The ribbon-cutting ceremony marked the official launch of the project, developed in partnership with the National Association of State Energy Officials, the Office of Energy Innovation through the Wisconsin Public Service Commission, and WestCap. The project is expected to generate 2 megawatts of power. That's enough to supply over 500 homes with electricity annually. A judge is ordering former Minnesota State Trooper Shane Roper to report for booking in Olmsted County. Roper was arraigned last month on charges connected to a deadly May crash in Rochester. The judge noted in yesterday's order that the court had failed to order Roper to report for booking after the August 29th hearing. Roper pled not guilty to 9 charges, including second-degree manslaughter and criminal vehicular homicide. Roper has been given 2 weeks to comply with the court order. Wisconsin's largest business group says the overwhelming majority of businesses in the state are suffering because of higher health care costs. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce yesterday released the results of its latest survey. 44% of businesses in the state reported their health care costs increased more than 10% over the last year, while another 41% said their costs jumped up 10%. WMC's Rachel Verveldi said over 50% of companies in the state say their health care costs are higher than in other states. Overall, 69% of businesses in Wisconsin say they've been affected by the higher health care costs. You're listening to WRDN News.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
A homeowner in Wisconsin is finding out that sometimes people just have to have their pasta. A woman was arrested late Monday in Madison for allegedly breaking into a home and cooking herself a shrimp and pasta dinner. The homeowner called police saying she was startled seeing someone walking around inside her home. The suspect, identified as Joanna Lee, answered the door when officers knocked and claimed to have permission to be in the house. The homeowner said she's never met the woman before. Lee is now in jail facing burglary charges. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Roads stresses caution at Kansas. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
I got my shit together.
I got my shit together.
I got my shit together.
Just say it. You can get your shots together too. Your COVID-19 shot and your flu shot at the same visit as recommended by the CDC.
I got my shots together.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both.
Are you getting your shit together?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Tonight's race at Kansas Speedway is the final cutoff for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series round of eight. 10th in the playoff standings with a 12-point deficit, Thor Sport Racing driver Ben Rhodes strives to nail down a good finish without applying too much aggression.
I'm looking forward to trying to fine-tune the setup and get back to some really good speed at Kansas. We've had moments of greatness in the recent years, but I'm talking the first 6 or 7 years that we went there. We were competing for wins. And my first year, we were trying to pass Johnny Sauter for the lead and got in a wreck with Johnny. From that point forward, though, that set the tone. It was like competing for wins and bad things happen.
MRN's live coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
It's time to review the top three highlights of the day. I'm joined, as always, by my co-anchor, Snoop.
Hey, what up, though?
Snoop, number one has to be getting the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence at T-Mobile.
Yeah, you should hustle down to T-Mobile like a dog chasing a squirrel chasing a nut.
Nice analogy, Snoop. Dogs do love to chase squirrels.
And squirrels love to chase those nuts.
On the highlight number two, at T-Mobile, families can save 20% every month versus the other big guys.
That is very impressive. You know, y'all can take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
That's exactly what I'm planning on doing with my savings, Snoop. Now, take it away, Snoop.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on them. Now drop that jingle.
24-month bill credits and eligible trade-in on Go5G Next. Well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credits. Stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence coming fall 2024.
The Packers look to unleash their ever-improving pass rush on the Vikings and quarterback Sam Darnold on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers with 8 sacks in last week's win over Tennessee, defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley.
I think you saw that last week with a lot of the 4-man rush. I think you saw it when we started to pressure them when we could. And I just think you're going to continue to see that with those guys. The other thing that I think really helps, we're like sending waves of different guys out there. So by the fourth quarter, when the O-line has played every single play and our D-line has each played half of those snaps, they're going. Like, we looked fast at the end of the game.
Packers and Vikings at noon on Sunday. Football Badgers open Big Ten play at USC tomorrow. That one kicks at 2:30 from the LA Coliseum. Brewers open a 3-game weekend series against the Mets tonight as their regular season winds down. The Crew already clinched their division crown. They'll open the wild card playoffs next week. Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team opens its season at home against Lindenwood tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
What you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Talking new coaches' polls for volleyball and boys' soccer, plus a sneak preview for Week 6 football. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. A new week means new coaches' polls. There are no changes at the top of the WSCA boys' soccer rankings. Marquette is the top-ranked team in Division 1. Cedarburg occupies the number one position in Division 2. The Sheboygan Christian Lutheran Co-op leads the way in the D3 voting, with Shoreland Lutheran holding down the number one spot in D4. There's a big change in the boys' volleyball coaches' poll this week, as Sussex Hamilton leaps all the way from 6th to 1st, as former number one Germantown dips to 2nd. In the WVCA girls volleyball rankings, DSHA remains unbeaten and number one in D1. Luxembourg Casco is again the top team in D2, with undefeated Cuba City leading the way in Division 3. Living Word Lutheran is on top of D4, while a change in Division 5 sees Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran make a big jump from 4th to 1st. The Quick Trip and Wisconsin Dairy football game of the week features yet another huge Classic 8 showdown as Arrowhead travels to Oconomowoc. Elsewhere, first place in the Southern Lakes is on the line as defending D2 champ Badger faces off against Burlington. The battle for Highway M finds Middleton making the trip to Verona. In a crosstown rivalry, De Pere heads over to West De Pere. Mondovi welcomes in Regis, and Rice Lake faces New Richmond in an unbeaten Big River showdown. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt.
We've been fishing for salmon up on Lake Superior, my son and I, and we're using a technique that is, well, kind of different because we're using a lure combination that I have never seen before. My son came up with it. I'll tell you what it is, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onyxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
The lure combo that my son and I are using up on Lake Superior is one I've never seen before. He came up with the idea. He said, let's take a deep diving crankbait, and I mean a big lip, super deep diving crankbait, and let's put a spinning glow off the back end about 16, 18 inches. I said, I don't think this is going to work because I think the salmon are going to hit that crankbait and leave the spinning glow alone. He said, well, we'll never know unless we try. So we took one of my trolling rods with the line counter reel, and we put on a super deep diving crankbait, huge lip, took the treble hooks off that lure, and all we did was put a 16-inch piece of fluorocarbon line on the back eye of that lure, and to that we slipped on a spin and glow, about 4 beads, and then tied on a treble hook. We sent that lure down, long-lined it. We didn't put it on any boards. We didn't put it on any downriggers. Just long-lined it right out behind the boat, about 100 feet of line, and then we just waited for a bite, and we got them, a lot of bites. It was incredible. We caught lake trout. We caught salmon. Try it. I think you'll find it works for you, too. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network. And all for less than $30 a month when you get 4 lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
The warm weather continues in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Sunshine throughout the day today, highs low 80s. Light winds becoming north at around 5. Tonight, clear, lows mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs mid-80s. Be listening for Durand Arkansas boys football tonight. The Panthers host Spectrum. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 6:45. Kickoff at 7 o'clock here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As some would say, Holy Hannah, did you see what happened to that soybean market? We're going to talk about the volatility that happened within their trade, but a positive end to a Friday trade action. And no better person to talk about beans with than Sue Martin with Ag and Investment out of Clarion, Iowa. And let's just kind of start out with the volatility that was seen within this complex. I don't think anybody yesterday watching how those numbers traded would have ever thought we would have seen this type of trade action today.
I know. Yesterday the beans got up to 10.64 and a half or three quarters on the November. Turnaround broke 26 cents, fairly straight down. Then they turned around, made a little bit of a lower low overnight, and came straight back up and made a new high. Now that's volatility. But what it also does is it means that the low you had here today, you can put a floor now under this, and that turning around and taking that low out should be kind of a heads up or a warning that something's afoot here and maybe the rally is coming towards an end. You know, we've rallied from 9.55, so we've had well over a dollar rally here and a nice reprieve right as harvest is getting started. And usually you will see a rally in September. A lot of times it'll be done by the 12th, 13th, 15th, something like that. But I've seen it go into the 21st or so. But this one's gone the whole month. And it makes you wonder if we won't still try to push a little bit more here as we get into the month of October. Now, next Monday is the last day of the month. You've had funds wanting to get out of the market or short cover. They've been record short and made a lot of money this year. They've been right, and they've made a lot of money. And so going into harvest, they've priced in the big yields, and now it's a wait and see. So they're short covering and wanting to take the profits, bank the profits, make their payouts percentages to the members. It's the end of a month, end of a quarter. But then we have the quarterly stocks report on Monday, and that usually is a market mover as well. So we'll need to see just how negative is that report, or is it going to feed us something more friendly than we thought? You've also got the Chinese government that really came out with a stimulus package and this week. And so that, too, is very supportive underneath the grain markets. And I would have to say, as China, you know, looks at their economy, and they're the second largest economy in the world, and it feels like they ought to be the largest, but they're the second largest. And then you get their economy getting stimulated and it starts to improve. That will help with the other parts of Asia as well. So that would be good news for demand for raw commodities. And I also think that we have a lot of uncertainty in our markets right now going towards this election in November. I don't know. I can't remember an election quite like this one that's so polarized. And but this one is. And I think that's uncertainty as well. And I think the funds don't want to be too heavily committed now until we get past that election. What? And so that is part of this.
I wanted to jump back real quick to you talking about China and this whole stimulus package that's underway, because, I mean, obviously Monday, Tuesday, it had the market's attention. Did you think that we'd still have this much of a focus and a discussion about it come a Friday trade?
Well, I think so. I think that it was, you know, because yesterday we were looking at the stimulus, or not the stimulus, the TRQs that they had put out. Now, for wheat, the TRQs are about the same as what they've been for several years. For corn, maybe just a tad more. And so, you know, it's the whole package, though. And I think it's about time. You know, remember, they were locked down for 3 years. And that was part of my thought process of high prices for grains, was the fact that they would be part of this. And then they remained locked down for 3 years. And so they're coming out, and they need to be stimulating their country. You know, their stock market has had the best week since maybe going back to 2008. So I have to say, I think it has had an impact in our markets here this week.
And hopefully that would be a little bit of a stimulus, shall we say, to make some more bean purchases and any other purchases and look to the United States, maybe.
Well, that and also the continued drought in Brazil, it continues to disrupt the easy shipping of grain in the rivers. And some of these rivers now, from what I'm hearing, are just about dry. And so that, too, I think is impacting the market underneath. You know, China will make their buys. I think it was on yesterday. They, you know, from Wednesday night through yesterday, they had bought 9 cargoes. Half of those came out of the U.S. and the others out of new crop for Brazil. But another thing, too, Susan, this storm that came through, this Hurricane Helene, you know, that packed quite a wallop into the southeast where there's a lot of hogs and livestock. And that, I think, stimulated soy meal today, too.
You talk about that hurricane and obviously a lot of devastation. I know there's already been lives lost that have been shared with the news media. And we're not going to know the full effect of all this for days to come.
No, it'll be a little bit, you know, because, and then the water, now maybe this will help with, because it's going to push up into the Ohio River Valley. That may help with rising the water level a little bit on the Mississippi, but I tell you, it was a pretty dynamic storm. And What's interesting is we have a weather service that we carry. We carry four, and we've been five, and we dropped one. But anyway, it was interesting because back in March, they showed the path of a hurricane coming in through the Big Bend of Florida.
Well, stick around, folks. We got a lot more coming up. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded, Synergy.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As our conversation does continue today with Sue Martin. Sue is with Ag and Investment out of Clarion, Iowa. So we talked about the soybean side of the trade action and kind of the volatility and movement that was seen with them. What about the corn market? I mean, obviously not as high and as dynamic as what we saw soybeans, but were they kind of pulled along and separating themselves, divorcing a little bit from the wheat complex?
Well, they are. They were pulled along with the corn or the soybeans. And, you know, corn has made higher highs here this week as well. And that 420 area is kind of a really tough little ledge, 420 to 425. And so I think the market's catching a little bit of selling as it comes up. But, you know, one thing, if you look at the charts, corn and beans both had built a head and shoulders bottom here of a base. And I think that it was kind of indicating too, we were going to keep trying to chug along, and that's what the corn is doing. Now, I will say, when you look at this corn market, you know, the yields were expected, you know, the USDA and their supply demand report raised the yield on corn, contrary to what the Pro Farmer Tour had talked about, and then left the bean yield the same. And to be honest with you, the yields we're hearing are all pretty good. I would have to say, I think your best yields are probably coming out first, and I wonder if the worst yields will be later. And then I'm wondering, how bad is the worst yields? Probably not as bad as they would be otherwise.
You bring up a very interesting point, and I know that there's been some numbers that have come in that are, some are saying, wow, you know, irrigated looks great, dry lands had their struggles, but we really won't know anything finally until, you know, those harvest numbers finally come in. But do you see any effect? Monday's a report day, and not a lot of chatter this week about this September 30th report.
You know, this report can be a volatile mover. But I think with the rally we've had and the stimulation in this market, it could be one that sets a little bit of a temporary high. It could give us a setback. I would not underestimate that. And, you know, this next week, the forecast is looking very nice. There should be a lot of harvesting getting done this weekend and through next week. Then, from what I'm picking up, a cold spell, the jet stream really dips on down through a chunk, almost through all of it, Iowa even, and it should bring cold air down. So we start to cool off and get a little bit of a cold snap after we get through this next week.
Let's switch gears and take a look at the livestock side of the trade action. Cattle market saw some amazing movement in the cash yesterday. I don't think a lot of folks thought we'd see a duplicate of it on a Friday and still see some of that in the north as much as $4 higher.
Well, the cash was pretty strong here to end the week. It sounds like a lot of packers did not have enough formulated contracts, and therefore they had to bid. They had to compete against each other to get cattle. And I think that, you know, the product has still slipped, and, you know, the 300 mark on choice is a pretty good support. But I've always wondered if we wouldn't possibly get through that before we ended September. But, you know, we'll see. In the meantime, the market is catching some nice strength. The cash managed to bounce back up over what the futures had gotten up to. I still believe we're in the process of a basis change in this cattle market. And that is not as nice for the hedger as it was before. You know, when you have the cash leading the futures, that's a beautiful hedger's delight. You can have yourself floored and your cash makes you more money. In the situation now, if I'm right, that we're trying to build a basis change here, then that's going to be different. Your futures are going to end up eventually taking over the cash market price, and then, you know, your hedges kind of keep going with the market. However, I will say this. I think the cattle market is pushing hard. I've been a bull in the cattle, and I'm now saying get yourself some put spreads on. Buy at the money puts, sell $12 out of the money puts, and floor yourself and pray like the Dickens we're wrong that the market keeps going. But I have a funny feeling this cattle market, especially the feeders, they're pushing some indicators that are giving me sell signals, and I just don't think I'd want to chase the market long in here.
But can some say and some feel at the bottom, maybe in the at this point in the cattle market?
Well, I think we've got, you know, the fats, the chart looks a little better for a correction, and the feeders looks like we could have a correction too, but it could be more dynamic in the feeders. The only thing is, when you put a bottom in, it's not uncommon to put a low in cattle in the month of September or even August. And when you do, you'll rally Oct, Nov, and sometimes into December. Now, a year ago, we broke like crazy into December. I don't think we have that pattern again. So
what is the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Well, our number is 1-800-527-0051, and you have a great weekend.
You too, Sue. Sue Martin's been joining us with Ag and Investment. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's today's version of the Channel Final Bell, or the Channel Final Bell brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
At Jerry Bear and Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear and Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Bridgestone Ag Tires, premium tractor tires embedded with cutting-edge technology. Last week, the government of Colombia imposed an additional tariff on U.S. milk powder imports, sparking outrage from American dairy groups who argue that Colombia is unfairly targeting U.S. agriculture. I'll have the details when we come back.
The needs of your farm are evolving, and so is our lineup. To help you get the most from your tractors, Firestone Ag is now adding premium Bridgestone Ag tractor tires to its expanding portfolio. Bridgestone tires are designed with the latest tread technology and advanced rubber formulation, driving greater wear resistance, durability, and ride comfort for any terrain or road condition. Bridgestone Ag tires include three options to bring unmatched performance and productivity across all your hardworking tractors. First up, the VX tractor tire sets a new standard for long-lasting wear, delivering 45% more wear life than its leading competitor. Next, the VT tractor tire is your ultimate partner for productivity and soil health. With a patented lug design plus VF deflection technologies, the VT tire allows you to work faster and more efficiently. Lastly, the VXR tire extends premium performance to tractors in the lower horsepower range. Now available across the U.S. and Canada. Learn more about Bridgestone Ag tires and our complete portfolio at FirestoneAg.com or from your local certified Firestone Ag dealer.
Last Tuesday, both the U.S. Dairy Export Council and the National Milk Producers Federation called on U.S. lawmakers to take swift action against Colombia's decision to add an additional 5% tariff on U.S. milk powder. They argue that Colombia's tariffs are politically motivated and unjust. Greg Dowd, CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, said, quote, "Instead of working with the U.S. government and dairy industry to resolve this issue in a mutually beneficial way, Colombia has chosen to move forward with this meritless investigation." Colombia's trade ministry claims these tariffs are necessary to counter what it sees as unfair U.S. trade practices, particularly U.S. federal ag subsidies. But the dairy industry points out that when the U.S. and Colombia signed a free trade agreement in 2012, these same subsidies were not an issue. Krista Harden, CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, emphasized that the U.S. government must act to prevent further harm to both American exporters and Colombian companies that rely on U.S. dairy products. Harden warned that these politically motivated tariffs could backfire, harming Colombian workers and consumers who depend on affordable U.S. dairy imports. Currently, tariffs on U.S. dairy products to Colombia stand at around 4%. They were set to decrease next year and be phased out entirely by 2026 under that free trade agreement. But with the additional 4.86% tariff in place for the next 4 months, the Colombian Trade Ministry's final ruling could extend these new tariffs for up to 5 years. The dairy industry is concerned about the long-term impact, especially with the next hearing set for early October. Beyond dairy, the Colombian government has also imposed restrictions on U.S. ethanol, beef, and poultry. This broader pattern of trade barriers has many ag sectors on alert here in the United States. According to an analysis by CoBank, dairy margins in the U.S. have steadily improved in 2024, and the outlook for 2025 remains positive for now. But I'll have more when we come back.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
New trade disruptions with Colombia, one of the U.S. dairy industry's key markets, could put a dent in the promising dairy market outlook for 2025. Last year, the U.S. exported more than $200 million worth of dairy products to Colombia, and the country remains a significant destination for U.S. milk powder, though the impact of this tariff remains to be seen. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Bridgestone Ag Tires. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunny and even warmer tomorrow, a high in the mid-80s. More sunshine and low 80s Sunday and Monday, then much cooler. Highs fall back to the low 60s on Tuesday and upper 60s for Wednesday. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently 81 degrees.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
May we all get to grow up in a red, white, and blue little town. Get a one-star hand-me-down Ford to try to fix up. With some part-time cash and driving a tractor, find a sweet little thing, wears your ball cap backwards, kind of place you can't wait to leave, and nobody does, 'cause you miss it too much. May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new off. The sound of a quarter rolling down the jukebox. Play the Travis Tritt right above the Tupac. Before you get lost down some road. Slow rolling with the top off the back of a Bronco. Buy a cold sixer with a cashed in lotto. Smiling with her hair blowing out the window. Where you about to go? Yeah, you learn to fly, and if you can't, then you just free fall. Fields of green turn gold. Watch a marching band play with the harvest moon coming up. And know that 15 minutes of fame must ain't gonna be what makes us or breaks us, but we'll all be watching the TV the day that it comes. May we all know that nothing. Travis Tritt right above the Tupac. Before you get lost down some road. Slow rolling with the top out the back of a Bronco. Buy a cold sixer with a cash in lotto. She's smiling with her hair blowing out the window. Where you about to go? Yeah, you learn to fly. If you can't, then you just free fall. Get a little stronger from the hurt time. May we all get to have a chance to ride the fast one. Walk away wiser when we crashed one. Keep hoping that the best one is the last one. Yeah, you learn to fly, and if you can't, then you just free fall. May we all.
To the ones pushing that needle in the red in a diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia. Yeah, I got one for ya. Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up round a 4 or 5. Putting paint on that small town, turning dirt. Too long, this one right here's to the boys back home.
country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County Auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said, go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. The auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Heard you laugh like that in a long time. I wonder if it stopped this world like it did mine just now. I see you sipping white wine instead of whiskey. Does he want you to be just a little more city? Well, I'm sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'ma be the first one calling you baby. Baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'ma be the first one calling him crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up. Hasn't even looked your way since you walked in, but I can't help it that I can't take my eyes off of you. Your favorite song just came on and me and you were singing along, and he don't even know a single word. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'ma be the first one calling you baby.